If children are our future and you're interested in where we're going, you'll want to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. E.M. Cavitak, Lori Prox, and Megan Bauman sat down with the seniors graduating from Valdez High to find out their plans, aspirations, and their advice for younger kids.
This is Lori Prox here with Josh Doucette, a senior into the spotlight. And Josh, a senior, can you tell us about your plans following graduation?
I think I'm going to be going to some form of art school after getting out of here. I was hoping originally to go down to San Francisco, but doesn't look feasible, so hopefully something a little bit closer to home.
All right, and tell us about your art experiences. I know I've seen your work at the Woodworking Art Fair here at the Valdez High School. Some great stuff. What classes have you taken at Valdez High, and what forms of art are you most interested in?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I didn't actually start going to art classes until high school. Everybody kept telling me I should attend one, but I was too afraid it would just be the crafts and stuff of elementary school, and I was afraid of getting into something like that. So when I ended up actually attending an art class, it wasn't an actual art class, it was an independent study class. So I was free to do what I wanted. And so I never learned the actual techniques that you're supposed to, right? The way everybody else does it. So I kind of learned my own way, kind of improvised, and well, really took a liking to graphite and charcoal. But because of my lack of actual training, I haven't been able to do much in color. I've been sticking to black and white.
And now, am I correct in saying that you have dabbled in some of the digital art as well?
Yeah, I actually worked at Seed Media down next to the post office for quite a while, a couple of years, doing ad design and lots of digital work for logos and business designs and stuff like that.
So my next question was going to be, how do you take art and make that into a profession? But maybe you've already had some insight into that. What are your plans there?
I was hoping to be a concept artist for big games and movies, hoping to do some of the theoretical drawings and stuff, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm kind of hoping to do more police work and do art on the side. Art is my passion, but I'm afraid of becoming a starving artist.
I was going to say, you got to put food on the table somehow. Now, what are you going to miss most about Valdez High?
Not a whole lot. It's been a great experience. Great learning experience, but there's way too much drama here, and I will definitely miss my friends. Will definitely miss the social opportunities in the workplace that I will be going to. It's not as diverse. You get used to the people very fast, while here it's like a petri dish. You could do anything.
All right, any advice for young kids before I let you go?
Find out what the teacher likes. High school, in my opinion, isn't necessarily about learning the work, but learning the system. In the end, it's the life lessons that you learn here, because you won't always use all the information that you get here. Learn how to work the system, and that's the key.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from all the seniors in the 2016 graduating class. Special thanks to Jason Williams and Pam Verify for arranging these interviews. And to our sponsors, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, PetroStar, Napa, Harris Sand and Gravel, Holdness Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, The Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.